some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Took us as we were. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on another Thursday afternoon, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Saying welcome one, welcome all. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, anything you may have on your mind, as we get into another Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick tonight. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
Well, we got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we got you, Brother Six, Brother Quick and his wife. And I don't know the 616 number. If they want to speak, they're going to need to put their hand up or at least, you know, press the number one.
All right, so caller 616, if you wish to speak, just press number one, and we'll open your mic for you.
And I'm just the other one, last person.
All right, well, let us start out with Brother Six. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, good evening, everyone. As always, hope everybody had a beautiful day. Praying for my family, my friends, your friends, praying for the world, all the crazy ills, waiting for another great message by Dr. Doug Quick. I got my popcorn ready. And I'm all set for a great show. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. All right. Well, Mrs. Quick, your turn. We'll let you go ahead next.
But we still have our four special unspoken requests. And then this week I just found out from a friend of mine that her great-granddaughter was born at 36 weeks. And so she's in critical condition in a hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. And sure would appreciate your prayers. They have named her Zipporah. And the parents need your prayers as well because they live 2 hours away from where she's at. So.
All right.
And that's all I've got for tonight.
All right. And, of course, we are definitely praying for the folks over in Israel that they'd straighten out that situation over there. Pray for Brother Tim. As right now he's in Tel Aviv, so continue to pray for him. Pray for all our country's leaders. They seek after God, not after man. Pray for our military, all our first responders, and then, of course, all our medical workers, the sick and shut-in, the lost in general, especially that soul who is nearest hell. They come to Christ tonight. The blind ministry and the continued ability to raise funds for the bus. Continue to pray that God's will be done in that area. The several unspoken that we have here. And continue to pray for Emily and her mother. And finally, just praying for the Six Eyes Radio Network and its team. All right. And Sister Ruth, did you give any of yours yet?
No, I'm still having trouble with my back and my knees, and the Lord knows, and I believe he's going to take care of it at his own time. And this person still doesn't want to put their hand up, so I don't know. Maybe later in the show they might.
Okay. Well, our caller 616, if you ever do wish to put up your hand, especially at the end of the broadcast, you could still just press number one and we'll know, because it'll pop a hand up for us to let us know you wish to have your mic open. All right.
Sounds cool, honey. Oh, so, praying for Sister Emily, too, like you were, and her mom. I think I'm complete there.
Okay. And one other request, Brother Quick. We're praying we still are praying for to be able to get all of the Ranger Bill episodes, because we use those on our Wednesday show for the children here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So we're praying that somehow we'll be able to get all of the episodes. Some of them that we've found are not in the greatest condition, so we're praying that somehow we'll be able to run across the episodes that we have that are not in the greatest condition, that we'd be able to run across someone that may have those episodes in good condition so we can get those. So just be continually in prayer about that as well. All right, so with that, we are going to turn it over to Brother Quick with an opening prayer and get right into his message. And don't forget to be praying for him for continued clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech tonight. Amen.
All right, thank you, Brother Ken. And we're always glad to be back here on Six Eyes Radio Network. And I have a prayer request. I finally, after dealing with my knees for 8 years, the Lord has, through my knee doctor in Valdosta, his nurse called and said that my doctor there, wanted me to see his partner. And she said, but it'll probably take a little while to get in because he's usually booked 2 or 3 months in advance. Well, in less than a week, this other doctor's nurse called, and she's given us an appointment for the 11th, Monday, this last Monday. And so I was able to go in and see him. And he has discovered something already because of the way that they take x-rays and things like that. They do it a little bit different, I guess. But he said, you're headed for surgery. I says, I don't think so. He says, you are headed for surgery, sir. He says, I'm telling you. He said, you've got bone on bone in that right knee, and he says, we're going to get you in for surgery. And I said, well, all right. He said, it's going to be outpatient. So he says, you should only be there just that one day. He said, you may have to end up spending the night. He said, that's all I can tell you. I thought it was just going to be that little bit. I can just drive back home then, can't I?
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the connection. Please try again in a moment.
And he said, no, sir, you won't be driving anywhere because you will be sedated and you're going to need a driver to take you back home. And so my wife piped up and she said, well, it won't be me because I've not been okay to drive since my fall. That's been over a year ago. And so just keep us in your prayers, if you would, please. I think the surgery date was given to me
May the 9th.
And so just keep me much in prayer on that. We're still trying to find a person to drive us there and drive us back home. It would be a little bit silly for us to drive our vehicle over there and then have someone else drive us back home and leave our vehicle over there. So we will be much in prayer over that and expect all of you to be that same way with us. And remember, my wife just told you about little Zipporah. Zipporah is the name of Moses' mother. You can read that in the book of Exodus. I think chapter number 2 will tell you. Zipporah, and so it is a Bible name. But this young child was born premature, and she's not in good shape at all. And they are watching her very closely. And so we're glad for that. We're just glad that she had a good birth. Even though this baby is having some great difficulty. But over in that part of the country, the hospitals know a good bit about how to take care of a little youngin' like this, more than what they would here in this town where I live, that's for sure. So just keep her in prayer, if you would, please. And Miss Quick, keep her in your prayers also. I go in April for my pre-med thing, pre-op thing. And so my wife piped up and she said, well, sir, I have a bruised bone in my right knee. He said, oh, all right. And she said, well, how long does it take to get over that? He says, well, in 2-3 months, you should be over that. And she says, I've been going over a year. He said, Miss Quick, that is not right. He said, when your husband comes in for his pre-surgery, he said, we're going to get x-rays of your knee. He said, we're going to find what's going on in there. And so very glad. And so just keep her much in your prayers also. We don't know what's going on in that knee yet, but she's hobbling probably as bad as what I do most of the time. And that's not good because when I first met her, I could not keep up with her. We'd go for a walk and she'd say, where are you at? And I said, I'm way back here. She said, what are you doing back there? And I said, I can't keep up. And she thought, yeah, that's what she would do. She would laugh. She thought it was really funny. Brother Six, it wasn't really funny back then, you know. But I was trying to hold hands with her, you know, because, I mean, I love her. She loves me, and she'd take off on me, and I'd say, whoa, hold up here now. I can't keep up with you. She said, well, we're going to have to do something about that. So now she ain't going no faster than what I am, and that's not really good. So, all right, well, let's
Amen.
Pray, and then I'll message tonight. Our Father, thank you so much for these reports, these requests that have been given tonight for our special unspoken, and then for little Zipporah, that you just keep your hand upon this child. This child didn't ask for any of this, being away from her mama this much and all that stuff, but you knew all about that, and you know that she's in good hands now. And so we're just pleading with you to just continue to bring her to good health very soon so that she'll be able to be back home with her mama, and that'll be just a big-time blessing for sure. And then I'm asking that you'd be with Ken and those things that he brought up for our nation, for world leaders around the world, for each of them to understand what it means to repent of their sin and to trust Christ to save their soul, and to be with each of the cops in this nation, because in larger cities, they're in dire need of your hand to be upon them, that's for sure. And for the first offenders, and for the sick and the shut-in, and for Israel, and for Brother Tim that's over there, we're just pleading with you, Lord, that you just keep your hand upon Israel. I know there's a bunch over there that thinks that they're going to wipe Israel out, but they're not going to wipe Israel out. If anyone gets wiped out, they'll get wiped out, because Israel, those Jews, are your chosen people, and you're not going to let up on that, and we're glad for that. And so, Lord, we're just pleading with you also for the lost that will hear my voice, that you bring them to a place of conviction over their sin and help them to trust Christ to save their soul. And then I'm asking that you'd be with Emily and her mama in a very special way. And then Brother Ken has asked for anyone who would know anything about Ranger Bill episode, because they're needing some. And we're just asking that you'd put somebody in hearing of that need and help them to get a hold of Brother Ken and take care of this need, and it'll sure enough be a blessing on their part. So, Lord, just watch over us now and be with us. Help me as I preach this message tonight. I would plead with you, Lord, for that filling of your blessed spirit. I believe you've already filled me, and I'm glad for that. And I would plead with you, Lord, that you'd give me clear thinking. Help me to just be able to follow you when you lead me as you are leading me, and I'll sure be glad and praise your name for that. So just watch over us now and be with us in a very special way, and we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a Bible right handy,
amen.
I'm going to be going to the book of the Psalms, chapter number 18. The book of the Psalms, chapter number 18. And I'm going to read about 5 or 6 verses, and then we'll get started into the message with the Lord's help. Psalm chapter 18, verse number 1 says this: I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. That's quite a verse of scripture, don't you think? I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse number 2.
What chapter are you?
Chapter 18.
I'll give thanks unto
it. You're 118. I'm at chapter 18.
Oh, okay.
You're way ahead of me, child. Come on now. I'm not that far down.
I get you now.
My poor darling, she thinks I'm in 118. I said, no, I'm not.
That's where I
was. I'm in 18, Psalm 18.
Okay.
Oh, I think she's finally got it. All right. I should have done what other preachers have done in my hearing, and they say, well, I'll just start reading when I hear the pages quit turning. And I didn't hear her pages to be turning to begin with. So Psalm chapter 18 and verse number 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse number 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Verse number 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Verse number 4. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Verse number 5. The sorrows of hell me about. The snares of death prevented me. Verse number 6. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. I'll stop my reading there at the end of verse number 6 of Psalm chapter 18. Isn't that amazing? Where David starts this psalm out, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. What a way to start a letter to anybody, don't you think?
Amen.
David is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and God is helping him to understand a little bit about what he's writing. I'm glad for that, because then the Lord can help me to understand what I'm writing or what I'm reading also. And that makes me really happy. But verse number 2 has a good number of things in it, and I'm going to take our time tonight to look at each one of these. Verse number 2 says, the Lord is my rock. This verse doesn't say the Lord might be my rock, the Lord should be my rock, or the Lord ought to be my rock. It says the Lord is my rock. There's no doubt at all in David's mind, just like there's no doubt at all in my mind, that the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my stationary foundation for peace in life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Listen to this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Listen to verse number 7. And the peace of God passeth all understanding. Hello there. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That verse of scripture is just amazing to me. There's a couple of different things in the Christian life that can never have any kind of they can never have any, Lord help me on this word. This is crazy. They can never give us any understanding on our own part. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. That means I have known this for many, many years. I have had such peace in my heart in the midst of trials and tribulations. There have been others that have come along and they've said to me, Brother Quick, aren't you concerned about this? It's just terrible what's going to happen. I said, yes, I'm concerned over it, but I've got the peace of God in my soul. They would say to me, what do you mean? And I would have to look back at them and I would have to say, all I can tell you is I have the peace of God in my heart. There is no explanation for the peace of God. Well, a lot of people just can't understand that. But you and I who have been saved by the marvelous grace of God, we can understand that. We sure can. But you see, the Lord is my stationary foundation in life. He's my stationary foundation for peace in life. The Lord is my stationary foundation for answered prayer. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 14 gives us these words. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Isn't that amazing? We have a good number of lost people who are in the position of leadership in our military here in America, and they have come up with this crazy rule. No praying in the name of Jesus. And there have been many that have gone through a court-martial because they still prayed in the name of Jesus. Amen. There have been several that's been just plain kicked out of the military because they would not quit praying in the name of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? I can't understand that other than the fact that they know, these lost men know, that there's something real about praying in the name of Jesus. They don't know the name of Jesus themselves. They don't know Jesus at all. But they don't want anything going against what they want to think is going right, the right way. And they're just afraid that if somebody prays in the name of Jesus, that Jesus is going to have his way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's exactly what's going on. But John chapter 14, listen to this again. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah for Jesus. Amen. You see, the Lord is my stationary foundation for answered prayer. He is my stationary foundation for daily needs. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Says these words, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. News for you, ladies and gentlemen. You're never going to have a need that God cannot meet. Amen and amen. I'm telling you the truth on that. You see, the Lord is my foundation.
Amen.
For my daily need. The Lord is my fortress. Look at verse number 2 a little more. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. Whoo! What did David mean when he said, in my fortress? This is what he meant. The Lord is my fort. He is my defense. He is there to protect me. The Lord is the of my soul. John chapter 10. Let me read a couple of words out of John chapter 10 to you. Verse number 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's pretty strong language coming from the Lord, don't you think? The Lord is my fortress. He is my fort. He is my protection. He is going to keep his hand upon me. The Lord is the fortress of my daily living. John chapter 10 and verse number 9. Jesus said these words to his disciples. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. What about that? Amen, amen. Psalm chapter 18, verse number 2 doesn't stop there. Let me read that verse of scripture again. The Lord is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer. Whoa, what did David mean when he said that? He has delivered me from the penalty of sin. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. He has delivered me from the sting of death. I've not died yet. I guess I've been close there a time or two, but the Lord has left me here. Amen. Amen. And he's left me here for a reason. But we read about the sting of death in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 and 57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You see, he has delivered me from the threat of hell. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21 and verse 22. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Listen to verse 22. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The earnest of the Spirit in our hearts is God's down payment of that which is to come. Amen and amen. That little word there, earnest, is still used in legal things today. Someone goes out and buys a house and puts money down on that house. That money that they put down is called earnest money. That's their down payment for what they're going to be paying for the rest of that house. It's a down payment. That's what that word earnest means. And verse number 7, verse number 22, I'm sorry, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. I'm not a bit afraid of going to hell. I cannot go there, because God saved my soul. I cannot go to hell. You tell me to go to hell all you want. People do all the time. They tell me to go to hell all the time, and I say, I'm sorry, I can't go there. What do you mean you can't go there? As I mean, because God has paid my sin debt and saved my soul. And because he saved my soul, I'm not going to hell. Well, sometimes they listen. Other times they don't. But what I do, just tell them the truth. Amen. That's all I can do, is just tell them the truth. But you see, the Lord, my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my God. Oh, this is strong language. He is my God. How can I say that he's my God? I can say that he's my God because he is my God. He whom I worship is God. John chapter 4 and verse 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen. That's the only way you can worship God, is through the Spirit of God. And that is a fact. That's just a plain fact. Well, you see, God is my God. The Lord is my God. It's he whom I submit to every day. James chapter 4 and verse number 7? Listen to this verse of scripture. James chapter 4, verse number 7. James chapter 4, verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You want to get rid of the devil? If you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you submit yourself. Don't subject yourself to God. You don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. You submit yourself. That's a willing giving yourself unto the Lord. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then resist the devil, and when you resist the devil, he will from you. He's going to leave you just as fast as you can say, quick, he's going to be gone. Amen and amen. That's just how it is. The Lord is my God. It's he whom I worship. It's he whom I submit to every day. It's he whom I thank every day. Psalm chapter 100. And verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for this authorized version, the authorized AD 1611 King James Bible. It's full of truth. From cover to cover, there is nothing else in there but truth all the way through. Did you see? The Lord is my God. Remember verse number 1 of this same chapter? I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Now, David is telling us some good reasons why he's loving the Lord. Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse number 2 goes on. Let me start at the beginning so we can get this thing going in our minds. The Lord is my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. He is my God. He is my strength. He is my warrior, ladies and gentlemen. He who fights for me, amen. Psalm chapter 1 and verse number 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, verse number 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Hallelujah for Jesus. There's nights I don't sleep real good. There's nights my wife, if she gets up, she'll find me right here in my office studying. I'm going over some things with the Lord. It doesn't matter what time of the day or what time of the night it is. It can happen most any time. And I know that. I don't sleep real good most of the nights. Amen. Most afternoons, when my wife lays down to take a nap, I say to her, well, don't hog all that bed because I'll be going in there to take a nap with you. Amen. There's just sometimes I need that. Amen. But you see, we're talking about what God is to us tonight. He is my strength. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Listen to this. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, in your inner man, in my inner man. Verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What is that power that's working in us? It is his spirit in our inner man. That's exactly what it is. His spirit in our inner man. You see, that's our strength. That's where I get my strength. That's where you get your strength. He is our victor, he who wins the battle for me. He is our refuge, or he who hides me and restrains me and binds me. Oh, verse number 2 doesn't stop there. He's also my buckler. My buckler. He is my source of protection. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse number 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse number 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Ooh, hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about? He is my buckler. He is my source of protection. Amen and amen. Well, verse number 2 doesn't stop there. It goes on a little further. He's my God. He's my strength. But he is the one in whom I will trust. Ooh, goodness sakes. The one whom I will trust. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him with all my heart. Amen. He's my high tower. He's my buckler. He's my high tower. My high tower is he's my high, untouchable spot. I am beyond the reach of Satan because my God is my high tower. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? That's what God did for us. He did that for us. Amen. He certainly did that for us. He is my high tower. I am untouchable to the devil unless I'm in my weaker moment and think I can handle the devil. No, 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 no. No human being can handle the devil. Nobody can. No, none of us can. Don't think you can just shuck the devil off and say, just go on and get away from me. Don't bother me. He loves that kind of stuff because he's going to hang around you all the longer. Amen. But you see, I'm talking to you where I'm reading here, verse number 2. Let me begin the first part of it again. The Lord is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer. He is my God. He is my strength. He is in whom I will trust. He is my buckler. He is my source of protection, being my buckler, amen. He's my protection, amen. The Lord is my high tower, my high, untouchable spot. I am beyond the reach of Satan because my God is my high tower, and I need to walk with my God every day, all day long, every night. Anytime that I'm awake, I'm to be walking with my God. Amen and amen. I am a fool to think that I can handle the devil and his folly. Can't do it. Nobody can do that, ladies and gentlemen. I read this verse to you one more time, once already. I'm going to read it to you again. James chapter 4 and verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil. And the rest of that verse is, and he will flee from you. You think you're having a rough day with the devil? That's how you get rid of it. Amen. Anyone who has been born again by the marvelous grace of God, you're having a rough day with the devil, that's the only way you can get rid of him right there. You submit yourselves, therefore, unto God, and then you'll have the power to resist the devil. You don't never tell the devil, oh, go away, get away from me, don't bother me. The devil loves that kind of stuff. Because no human being has the right or the privilege or anything else to order the devil to do anything, anytime you think you do, all you're doing is inviting him to stay a little bit closer. Amen and amen. But you see, the Lord is my buckler. He is my high tower. The devil will stay away from us, just James 4:7. The devil will stay away from us, verse number 1 of chapter 18. I can never get away from those words. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, verse number 3, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hallelujah. David had his share of enemies. He's writing this from his own experience, ladies and gentlemen. God has gifted him and is allowing him for you and me to read today. And he's doing it a lot of it because he has lived through this, and the Lord knows that. That's why the Lord will use him to pen such scripture like this. He says, the Lord is my buckler. He's my high tower. Oh, listen. There is a real place for every child of God to be in. We must perfect our love for our God. Let me say that again. There is a real place for every child of God to be found in. That place is we must perfect our love for our God. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Our Lord commanded this very practice in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Isn't that amazing? Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I couldn't tell you how many times in counseling sessions I have had people say back to me, that's an impossibility. I can't do that. Well, if you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, listen to me now. If there's been a time when you have trusted Christ to save your soul, if there's been a time when you have repented before God as a sinner and trusted Christ to save your soul, if there's been that time in your heart and in your life, then you can do this. I will love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Isn't that just amazing?
Amen.
David started that psalm. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse number 2, he covered a good number of points that you and I face every day in our life as we're living for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to face these things. We're going to understand through our own experience what it means for our God to be our rock. You know what it means to be our rock? God's not our stone. God's not our pebble. He is our rock. And a rock is so heavy that it is not movable. Amen. That's exactly what God is. And we need to get a hold of that in our own hearts and our own lives. That's all there is to it. We need to get a hold of the fact he is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer. He is my God. Oh, there's more to that. He is my strength. My strength in whom I will trust. He is my buckler. He is the horn of my salvation. And he is my high tower. Amen and amen. You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? I'm saying to you, there is no such thing as having to live your life as a failure as a Christian. No, there's no such thing as having to live your life in failing before the Lord. If you're failing before the Lord, there's one or two things that's happened. Number one, either you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. That is so true. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Remember the words of Jesus? He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. That's the very proof you and I know that we're going to heaven. Amen. Right there. We have to be busy about the Father's business, not about my business, not about our neighbor's business, about the Father's business. That's how we got to know. We got to be about the Father's business. Amen and amen. But you see, verse 22 of chapter 7 tells us a whole lot about those they were going the right way, but they didn't go the right way. Amen. They thought they was going the right way, but they didn't go the right way. I'll find it here in just a minute. Matthew chapter number 7. And listen to this. Verse number 22. Many will say to me in that day, that many is going to include preachers, Sunday school teachers, deacons, those that just live such a good life. Amen. Many will say to me in that day, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then the words from the Lord Jesus coming to that bunch. Listen to this, verse 23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a good number of preachers, good number of deacons, good number of Sunday school teachers that's going to fall right into that bunch right there that I just read about in Matthew chapter 7. You know why? Because they didn't follow the work that God gave them. Let me read verse 21 for you one more time. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? That a sinner repent as a sinner and trust Christ to save their soul. That is the work of the Father. Amen. And there's a good number of preachers, they don't know nothing about that. I know a good number of church members. They've never lifted a finger to do anything for God. And I have preached to some of these men in the churches, and I have caught the evil eye because I would make a remark or two, and I knew that that evil eye was coming at me when I made that remark or two. I didn't have to look at them. I was just preaching the Word of God, and that evil eye would come at me because they knew they were guilty of what I had just preached. Amen. You see, if you're going to go to heaven, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
Come on with it, preacher.
That doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. That's the key right there. And then verse 22 tells us about all of those that didn't follow through with the work of the Father. Many will say to me in that day, that many is right here before us right now. Amen. There have been a good number of them that's died and went off to hell. I know that for a fact. But I also know that there's a good number that's still alive, that still fall right into this. Many will say to me in that day, oh, they think they've done some good works. They've just done so many good things, and they call it working for the Lord. They're not working for the Lord at all because they don't even know the Lord. Amen. But you see, that's what it all boils down to. It all boils down to this. The Lord is my all in life. Amen. He is my rock. He is my stationary foundation for peace. He is my way of getting prayers answered. Receive all my daily needs being met. Amen. You see, the Lord is my deliverer. He's more than that. He's more than my deliverer. He's more than my rock. He is my God. He is my strength. He is my buckler. He is my high tower. David just reminds me over and over and over again. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I'm going to pray. But before I pray, I know that there's people that's going to hear this message that don't know Christ. I know that for a fact. But when you hear this message and you don't know Christ, the only way that you can do to get peace with God is to drop to your knees and repent as a sinner before the Lord. You don't have to name off all your sins. No, God knows every person is a sinner. Every one of us was born that way. God knows that. But we need to repent as a sinner, and then we need to trust Christ to come and save our soul. And honestly, before I got up off my knees, I knew the Spirit of God had come and moved into my heart. I knew that. My daddy told me that's how it was when he trusted Christ. He knew that. And you will know that also. If you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there's no getting around it. You don't have any guarantee of another day, let alone another minute. And with you knowing that you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, if I were you, I would drop whatever I'm doing right now, drop to my knees, and I would take up praying to the Lord, letting him know that you're a repentant sinner. You're a sinner, but you're repentant because you are a sinner, and trust Christ to save your soul. And before you get up off your knees, you're going to know the Spirit of God has moved in. Amen. Our Father, thank you for these moments tonight. I plead with you for for those that will hear this message. Lord God, that you just minister unto their hearts. Prepare their hearts even before they hear this message. And help them to understand this message was for them. And help them to repent as a sinner before you. Them to trust Christ to save their soul. And then when they get up off their knees, help them to understand they need to align themselves with a local church someplace that preaches the Word of God. And when the altar call is given, go to the altar and make a public commitment. They've trusted Christ. That's exactly what you called us to do. And I would plead with you even now that you would just minister unto each heart. For those that are saved, I would plead with you, dear Father, that you'd strengthen them and strengthen them more. Thank you for the Six Eyes Radio Network and for these moments that you've given for me to be able to preach tonight. And we'll just thank you and praise you for all that you're going to accomplish. And we'll just ask you to bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Ken?
All right, Brother Quick, you want to give your snail mail information?
I'll do that. It's 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital WAYCROSS, just one word, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're just so happy that the Lord has left us right here in the southeastern corner of this great United States of America.
Amen. All right. And just in case you happen to be over the ocean there and not within the United States and wish to get a request or comment or whatever to Brother Quick a little bit quicker than snail mail, you can email us through my email, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N is Nancy, touch, like you touch with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king, like the guy who wears a crown on his head, sits on a throne, king, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In the subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick, and then when you get your message all typed out and we receive that, we will print that off, send it to Brother Quick, and then when he sends any type of reply, we will print that off and scan it and send it to you as a PDF so that you'll have his reply to you, whatever that may be. All right. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us here at the end of the broadcast?
Well, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, and we have you. Looks like Sister Emily. Then we have Brother Quick and his wife. And then this one person here doesn't want to put their hand up. They could just, you know, press the number one and we'll let them speak. And then we have Brother Six and me.
Okay. All right. Well, Sister Emily, what do you have for us now that you've finally joined us?
I got a call which held me up of calling in. All I'm going to say is my family needs prayer.
Okay.
And Kenny, so, I will discuss it with you after the broadcast, and then you could let Brother Quick know, but I'd rather not say on air.
Okay, so unspoken at the present. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sam?
No, that's about it, Ken.
All right. Anybody else? Okay, Brother Sick? Brother Six's phone either needs to get his coffee or he needs to get his coffee. All right. Well, Ruth, you got any questions or comments?
Yeah, I did want to say something about how good that sermon was. But there's something on there. I'm wondering if he could get a shuttle, Reverend Quick, could get a shuttle or maybe a city bus to take him to his appointment. I mean, it might help if, so, you know, since you don't have another driver. It's just an idea.
Yeah, or even check with your medical insurance, Brother Quick. Like ours, some medical insurance, they have transportation through the medical insurance. You might want to check into that. So that's a possibility.
Okay, thank you.
Because I know for a fact our medical insurance has the capability of transportation. So you might want to check into that. They might be able to give you a ride to and from that particular appointment that you need. So that's an option for you. All right. And also, Brother Quick, as you were going through, when you mentioned that name, Zipporah, the reason I didn't speak up, I knew who you were talking about because we've been studying on the Sunday cover-to-cover study of the Word. We've been in Exodus, and we were talking about, we just got past Exodus chapter 2 and 3 there, and we were talking about Moses' mother, Zipporah, but I didn't mention it. I was waiting to see if Sister Ruth or some of the others who've been listening, if they caught that name. Obviously, they either caught it or they just, it went over their head. So that was interesting. All right. If nobody else has any questions or other prayer requests, we are going to let Brother Six go ahead and give us a closing prayer. But just before he does, I want to remind everybody of the upcoming programs tomorrow at 6 o'clock on Station 1, 6 o'clock Eastern, Station 1. We have Six Eyes, and he is doing My Daddy's Records. You call 424-243-9617. That's this station here, 424-243-9617. And then on Station 2 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern is AJ and the Squad. And you call 515-605-9340. And so with that, Brother Quick, we are going to ask you to go ahead and give us that closing prayer.
All right, we'll do that. Ms. Emily, thank you very much for those requests that you made known. For your family, and we're going to be remembering them, you and your family, in prayer for sure. And these other ones we will be praying for also. Our Father, thank you now for these moments that you've given for us to be together. And thank you for Miss Emily coming to the phone and just letting us know that she wants her family to be remembered in prayer. And, Lord, we don't know anything about that. We don't have to know anything about that. You're the one that knows everything about that. And you're the one that knows how to take care of all of the problems anyhow. And so we're just going to pray for her family as if it's our own family. And that's the only way that I know to pray for people like that. And so just pray that you be with Brother Ken and have him in the fact of finding the Ranger Bill episodes that they're missing, and for Miss Ruth, the fact that she's battling some pain, just asking you to just touch her in a special way, and being Brother Six Eyes, it's just always good to hear his voice. And Lord, watch over us this week. I'm asking for your hand to be upon those that are traveling, wherever it is that they're at, that you just keep them safe on the roads. And then for those that will hear this message in coming days that don't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, I would plead with you, dear Father, even now, you would prepare their hearts and help them to turn as to where they can listen to this. And I would plead with you, just minister unto their hearts and just help them understand that they're a sinner. And there ain't no sinner going to heaven, that's for sure, unless they become a saved sinner. and that's what they're needing to do. And we would plead with you, you just minister under their hearts. For those of us who are saved, I would ask that you just continue to keep your hand upon us. You just continue to strengthen each one of us. Even Brother Ken, just help him in all that he does. And Brother Six, that you just continue to minister unto them and just strengthen them and help them in all those things that they need to get done. So, Lord, we're just asking now you just be with us throughout the coming days, and we'll sure thank you for all that you do. Watch over us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Everybody have a good night. God bless y'all.
Sounds like just one.